Hi, everyone. I'm Rolling Redneck.
I'm Sphincter Envy.
And you're listening to
We Roll With It. What's up, y'all?
How is everybody today? I'm doing well.
Good. Doing pretty good, too. So today we are discussing pets.
Yep. Are furry, scaly, feathery, and sometimes slimy friends.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. I love pets. And if you follow us on Patreon, I have a ton of cute pet photos, like over 40, so you can follow along as we talk about them. And super cute. First, we're going to interview each other about our childhood pets and adulthood pets and talk about how there are some health benefits to having pets. And then pet stories, which is the best part. So, all right. Rolling Redneck. Did you grow up with pets?
Well, let's start with right now. Some of you might think I'm a heartless monster after hearing this, but I don't have any pets, and I don't plan on getting any pets.
Why not?
I can't really take care of pets. They want to go out and do things. Dog wants to go outside and walk and play and all that stuff. And they want me to meet dog people at the dog park. And I'll be dog tired of it by the end of the first week.
Oh. Yeah, that's rough. So rough. You're just so lazy.
Yeah. But also, pets are kind of expensive. And they save all that money for a new game.
True that. Plus, if you don't like the weather, being outside, fuck that. Yeah.
Yeah, have you ever tried taking a motorized wheelchair out in the snow?
Yes.
Yeah. One time in college, I was getting ready to go to this professor's class, and she was pretty strict about attendance. And I go out there, and the snow is like wheel deep, and I try to go out. It's like, there's no way I'm getting out here. So I had to call the professor and explain, look, I don't want any special treatment, but here's what's going on.
This is what the gimp card is for. Yeah, moments really. Like these.
And unfortunately, pets don't really have a gimp card, so.
And what, the animal have a gimp card?
Yeah. And the animal control people have even less of a gimp card if they find out you can't take care of your pet.
Oh. True. Yeah.
And that's not to say I don't think anyone who has this ability shouldn't get a pet.
Yeah.
If you have a pet, if you have the ability to get a pet, by all means, get one. But if you can't take care of a pet, there's no shame in admitting that you can't.
Yeah. It's very admirable. It's a word I couldn't think of the other day. To be able to say, I don't want to make a pet suffer because I want to stare at it all day.
Yeah, because I know a couple of people who have a lot of pets, like cat ladies and such. I know some people will consider that a pejorative, but that's what she called herself. But she had no business taking care of all those cats. Anyway, back to the past. I had a dog named Peppermint. I contacted Dad, and he thinks it was a German Shepherd.
Okay.
But neither of us can identify a breed of dog to save our lives.
Gosh, my family's like the opposite of you. You're like, no idea, and we're all like, oh, German Pointer, from 10 years ago. I should... Yeah.
Yeah, like, what kind of dog do you have? We're like, the kind with four legs and barks a lot.
Hey, they don't all have four legs.
Well, they...
And we know what I said, they don't always have four legs.
Well, the kind that normally have four legs in normal circumstances.
Ableist. But, yeah, my family would probably be, well, my mom especially, would probably go through its lineage and what they used to be bred for. Yeah.
Yeah, you should introduce her to that YouTube channel, Girl with the Dogs. It's really adorable.
I just found out about it, and I've subscribed to it today. Thank you. Because I don't know why. It just kept showing me those videos. I was like, okay, fine.
Maybe Google is listening to us.
It is. We all know it is. Well, I grew up with tons of pets. We always had pets. Just always. We went through, like we're just tossing them in the trash. Well, that's a dog. No, my mom, she had turtles. So we had turtles, and I like turtles. And
did you remember to keep the turtles away from the local plumber? Sorry, I had to do a Mario joke.
Well, and I can't even fucking say the joke right.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Thank you. It was not happening tonight. Oh, I only had one cup of coffee today. Just warning everyone. But I did take a very nice caffeine pill that kept me awake through the lunchtime sleepies. So I'm very excited about it. So anyways, back to my childhood. So we went through turtles. I remember one specific one whose name was Stumpy because he only had three legs. And don't know if it was the same turtle, but I know one of them got the top of his shell sliced off by a riding lawnmower, and my mom attached it back, and with Neosporin and I think a rubber band or something, then that shit grew back on. And he survived. So, yeah.
Yeah, because unlike cartoons, a shell is not just a little house or a turtle. That's where all the internal organs are.
Yeah. Oh, one of the pictures on the slideshow, because I did not get all the turtle porn. I just got one picture that I thought it was great that my mom... I made sure to have proof of the turtle lovemaking. So that's up there if that's your thing.
Yeah, and don't blame us if you go around looking for turtle porn. You do it at your own risk.
And then we mostly had dogs, but we had one bird. Brother had a love bird named Petey. You'll see him. We used a little dish that he would bathe in. It was really cute. It looked like a big bathtub. He was an asshole, and when he died, my brother said at his funeral, Petey, he was a mean bird. But we loved him. He was beautiful. Yeah. He's a lovebird. Of course he was beautiful. That's why they get away with that shit. Yeah, we had a koi pond for years and years. We even moved it across town. How you move a koi pond, I will tell you later. Almost had a therapy dog, but my dad would not let my mom keep her. I didn't have a voice at the time. I only communicated by clicking. And later on, when I would get my voice, I guess my mom saw that as a possibility. Maybe my dad didn't, so. But that was a good dog, potential service pet. No, sorry. It was an example. Sorry, baby. That's my helper monkey. But yeah, her name was Annie, and I think there are two pictures of her on Patreon. Rolling Redneck, how about you go over the a few of the pointers of her health benefits and things of dogs, because I'm tired of hearing
my Okay. Voice. Well, first, for the viewers at home,
please,
you will not see any photos of any of my old pets, because I don't know where the hell any of them are. So, if you're expecting photos of Peppermint or the two cats that live with us, sorry.
It's a good reason.
You may, however, see photos of our editor's pet lizard, Dragon Chan. I'm not entirely sure what kind of lizard Dragon Chan is. For some reason, I thought it was Komodo Dragon. I'm sure it's in our blue sky conversation box somewhere.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure those are illegal to
wear. Yeah.
Dragon John is a black and white Argentine tegu who was rescued from the swamps of the Florida Everglades and now lives a life of luxury, eating fresh-caught seafood while her handlers chomp down vegan protein biscuits. No laws are violated in her care, save the laws of physics that constrain the amount of cuteness one being can theoretically contain. Back to you, Rolling Redneck.
But as far as health benefits, let's start that off with the story of my grandmother's dog, Little Jim.
What?
In 1998, my grandmother had a stroke caused by God knows what. It was kind of rough going for the next 4 years or so, or 6 years, four, whatever. One day, a dog just kind of showed up at my doorstep when me and my sister were the ones home, and my sister was babysitting, kinda. She was doing homework. I was just messing around the computer, playing Neopets or something. Yeah, really, I played Neopets despite not really having any attachment to Neopets. But and the dog was clearly abused for whatever reason. People are just assholes, I guess.
Or can't admit that they can't take care of an animal when they're disabled.
I know. I think we have an idea where the pet came, where the guy, the little thing came from. I think it was like a Yorkie or something, one of those fluffier dogs. And the owner had no business with anything, much less a pet. And so my sister got some food for the pet. I start calling around, talking to mom, like, hey, there's a dog here. What do we do? So we got the thing to the vet and, you know, got it all straightened out, cleaned up, healed, etc. And I was like, does grandma want a dog? Because we couldn't really have a dog. We had two cats, one of which was psychotic, I think. But we'll get to the cats in another 20 minutes or so. And we gave the dog that became Little Jim to Grandma, and it made her really happy. Kind of improved her mood by, like, a lot. And it was good for her mental health overall.
I bet.
Although her and Little Jim had a little quirk where she would try to feed the dog scraps to the table, and the dog got sick. And the vet was like, you can't really be feeding this dog human food. Not that this ever stopped her.
Yeah. That's why I try and discourage people from feeding our cat.
And, you know, it gave her a sense of purpose. And, you know, it reduced her loneliness. Yeah. It theoretically could have lowered her blood pressure, but I didn't really take it while the dog was there, so. And it might have reduced her stress, but definitely increased stress for everybody else.
Yeah. I bet. It's like, oh, God, is she going to trip Grandma? Or is he going to trip Grandma?
He is like, she's going to keep being this dog human if we're going to go to the vet again, aren't we?
I know. I don't know what I'd do without Buff, my cat, the executive producer, you guys know. He is so much of a stress reliever for me. He does cause quite a bit of anxiety with me, but that's just me. If I didn't have a cat, I would be doing the same thing, worrying about something else. But yeah, they're lifesavers, pets are, for those who can have them.
Yeah.
Pets can also lower cortisol and increase oxytocin. And lowering cortisol helps lower blood pressure and prevent heart attacks. And they also prevent or reduce loneliness by providing unconditional love. Because that's one thing they don't give a fuck about is anything else you do. But that's not necessarily true. If you're abusive to an animal, they'll get pretty upset. But then, just like if you abuse a human.
Yeah, because sometimes pets
forgive you pretty much sometimes. But still, yeah. Unconditional love, that's what they are. And they're so sweet. And they will help reduce feelings of isolation as well. And
then get you in contact with other pet people.
Yeah. That's his favorite part.
Yeah. Especially today where pets out in public is a lot more tolerated than like in the 90s and stuff. Because I remember, you know, the 90s, early 2000s, you couldn't just go around with your dog in random places. Mm. But, like, I know my game store, whenever I go play Pathfinder, there's always somebody's dog there.
Oh, yeah. These days, I know it depends on the store.
Yeah.
The type of store.
But there's definitely a lot more pet-friendly stuff than there was in 1998. God, I'm old.
Me too. Oh, just quick side note on the old part. Nah, I'm so mad about this, but no, it's great. I had a nurse orient with me. That means trained, for people who don't know. Trained to be my nurse. She is 25. 25.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always tell them, oh, I hate it when my nurse is younger than me. But hey, it's going to happen because you need them to last longer than you. So, or at least that long.
Yeah.
To keep you alive. So.
Yeah, my assistant is younger than me. And it's always fun to introduce him to some things from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I'm sure at least in the back of his mind, he's like, they let kids watch this? I'll have to show him Digimon Tamers.
Digimon what?
Digimon Tamers, season 3 of Digimon.
I haven't seen it.
We're going to have to watch that together.
Okay.
Because you'll be like, they showed that to children.
All
right. Yeah, some of that was legitimately horrifying. But back to regular pets, not virtual pets.
Okay.
Tell us the story of, I think it was Bedro or Bedro or whatever pronounce it.
Boudreaux. Boudreaux was a stray that walked into our front yard, my family's front yard. And I had to be younger than 11 because I was 11 when I had my stroke. And I walked out into the front yard to do something, I don't know what. And this beautiful dog trotted up to me. And I went out to pet him with my hand, put it out so he could, you know, sniff me. That's what you do to dogs. Somebody taught me that. My mom or dad, I don't know. To make sure he's not going to, like, maul you initially. No, you don't want to pet Cujo. But instead of just sniffing me, he put his paw in my hand and he let me shake his hand. And that was it. I was like, oh, goodness. He was like, hey, I like you. Can I stay for a while? And so I brought him to my mom and she saw what kind of dog it was. A Louisiana Catahoula. And they're beautiful dogs, and they usually have one or two blue eyes. I guess three if they have three eyes. Yeah.
The dog has three eyes. It's a bigger concern, regardless of the eye color.
I think I would get along with a three-eyed dog. Thank you. What are you trying to say? You don't know. That could have been... The next thing I said was that, actually, Boudreaux had four eyes. Actually, Boudreaux did have four eyes because he loved to be dressed up. And one thing he would wear was my mom's glasses. And he looked fucking amazing. And he knew it. I'm going to have to find that picture and scan it. Yeah. Thank you for saying or helping me think of that.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I thought of it.
Out.
But anyways, yeah, that was Boudreaux, and he was huge. He was like 3 feet long ways with a chest like a foot and a half wide and probably 2.5 feet tall. I'm not good with spatial reasoning at all, so that's probably not big enough for how big he was. Yeah.
Come look at the walls in my apartment. You'll see I'm not good spatial reasoning either.
Oh, well, I'm really good at driving my chair. My mom said I should have to take a precision driving test. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah, and didn't you, I recall this from the last time I tried to record this. Didn't you call the landlord?
Yes, thank you. We were not supposed to have dogs, but I really wanted this one. So my mom told me I had to call the landlord if I wanted to keep him. So I did. And I got on the phone with her and I was crying terribly. And I said, I found this dog. Can't wait. Please keep him. And then my mom called the landlord called my mom, was like, she just called us crying. Why? He said she had to call you call me to keep the dog. And they're like, yeah, isn't that true? And so they let me, but we kept him outside in the backyard fenced in. Lot. So, and then I grew up with another dog. See, we had Bug already, and her name is B-U-G, because she was like a June bug on a string, just a tiny little ball full of energy. She was so cute. She was a Yorkshire Terrier.
Yeah. I'm not even sure I understand what a June bug is.
It's a like a fly, I think. It's like, I think either I've never looked it up. I probably should have by now. A fly or a bumblebee? Maybe in between? But Bug and Boudreaux really got along well. And a Boudreaux down in Louisiana is like a Bubba. It's kind of like a good old dumb boy. And Boudreaux was so cute. Just such an adorable boy. So he was very Bubba-like.
Yeah. And on the subject of landlords, this is for disabled people out there. Your landlord, by law, cannot refuse to admit you if you don't have it, if you have a service dog. But it has to be a trained service dog, certified and all that stuff.
He can't refuse to admit you?
Yeah, he can't make you throw the dog out or anything.
Oh.
But again, it has to be acting in the capacity as a service dog.
Gotcha.
You can't just get a service dog, declare a service dog when they're clearly not.
Yeah.
I know some people have tried to do this. Those people are assholes. Ruining for the rest of us.
Yeah.
But yeah, I figured I'd throw that service announcement in there.
Yeah. That's a good tidbit to know.
Now, on the subject of service dogs, my mom wants me to get one for epilepsy. But I'm just like, no, not happening. But I did have a couple pets as a kid, in addition to Peppermint. I had two cats. One was mine, one was my sister's. Although my cat very quickly became a family cat because I couldn't really get in the kitchen very well. And that's where the cats started things were. And her name was Mad Cat, like Inspector Gadget. There's a deep cut for some of you. Yeah, there was a Mad Cat, and she was kind of insane.
Yeah.
There were days we'd find her out on the roof, somehow getting through the window.
During what?
She would be on the roof. There was a little roof over the porch. Yeah. And we find her out on that, and I'm like, Dad, should we do something about this?
I'm like, no. She's a cat.
Yeah, like, I guess I'm more used to dogs to, you know, they're not really high jumping.
Yeah.
But, Mad Cat liked to jump, and, usually she found herself jumping on things she shouldn't have. Like me.
I have a story about a cat with a really bad name that they grew into the name after I gave it to them. For after you tell us your crazy cat story.
Okay. So, I had a little shower chair. Because, you know, standing in showers was really good. Climbing out of bath also was a problem.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the story how we got the shower chair in a different episode. Okay. But it is actually kind of funny. But so the chair would be out of the shower when I wasn't in there. And the cat would be sitting on the shower chair. And one day while standing up at the sink and washing my hands, Mad Cat jumped on me. And I was wearing a tissue-thin T-shirt that I won for an event the radio a radio station was holding.
Yeah.
So basically, it was like partly shirt, all skin, digging into me, and I fell over, twisting my ankle. Mm. And as I rolled back over, I hit my back on the little handle for the cabin under the sink where you keep the cleaners and stuff you don't want the kids to be drinking.
Yeah. Well, that's your fault.
Yeah.
You should have rolled the other way. Blaming it on the cat. And you said how many, I know you told me before, how many days it took to recover.
I think it took like 3 days to a week.
Mm. Yeah, I'd be angry at that cat too.
He just wants to play.
Well, well,
I have a game for her. And my dad was like, no, do not play that game with her, whatever you're thinking. Yeah, but I was pissed.
Yeah. I bet. Ugh. Gives me the chills thinking about it. It's pretty good if you gave a quad chills. Paralyzed person shudder. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, the story of my lovely naming, whatever, is it called? I was living with my mom, my sister, and my nephew. And my partner, Sean, was living with us too. And my brother had just moved out. And he was fatally allergic to cats. And I didn't know this, but before my brother was born, my mom was a cat lady. And, but after my brother was born, she's like, well, it's either my son lives or I no longer have cats. And so I actually, in the pictures of the pets, I found a picture of a cat sitting on the porch of the house I grew up in. So it was an outdoor cat that apparently used to come on our porch and see my mom, and I guess she loved that. It's the same color of his buff. But anyways, after my brother moved out, I was like, Mom, can we get a kitten? Now that Ace is gone. And she said, yeah, sure, why not? And so one of my night nurses had gone to New Orleans. I just caught that reference to Louisiana again. We've gotten several Louisiana pets. Anyways, my nurse had gone to New Orleans to find her daughter, who had ran away to New Orleans for a boy. And she brought back a litter of 3 kittens. And they were all, well, except one, was meowing like crazy. They were screaming their heads off, and I was like, ooh, I want the quiet one, a ginger, a female ginger. And I didn't know this at the time, that apparently female ginger cats are psycho. But I know why she was quiet. It's because she knew those other 2 bitches beside her were loud-ass fucking cats. And she's like, ooh, I'm going to be real quiet and pretend to be good so I can get away
from... She was plotting.
Yeah, so I can get away from these others too. And so, okay, I'll take the quiet one, Mom. So that's the one I chose. And I decided to name her War.
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing. But at the time, it was, 2007? Maybe, or 2008 or 9. Anyways, there was a Capital One commercial with this evil scientist, and he had this, like, hunchback assistant type guy. And the guy's like, oh, master, what picture do you want on the front of your credit card? And the scientist is like, kittens. And the assistant's like, war kittens. And the scientist is like, no, fluffy baby kittens.
I remember that commercial.
Yeah, it's not, yeah. Anyways, And so I just felt War Kitten was a cute name, so that's what I was going to name her. And she turned out to be the biggest bitch. She was awful. And she was never happy. Well, except when she was sleepy. But otherwise, she would at everyone. And it turned out she was sick, so that's probably why. I mean, I don't know why it wasn't more fucking obvious. You can see it in her pictures. Her face is just like resting bitch face all the time. You can see it. Oh, I used to have a YouTube channel called, I think it's something War Kitten. I know it is. I'm going to have to look it up and put the link on Patreon. But yeah. Yeah, she was awful, but she was beautiful. So pretty.
Yeah, do you have a shameless YouTube plug now?
Sure.
Speaking of wars and YouTube, I'm doing a playthrough of Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic.
It's true. I've almost watched several of them. I've seen like 30 seconds of each of them.
But yeah, if you support this nonsense, don't forget to support our other channels and Sphincter Envy stream when and if she gets back on to streaming.
Yep.
And don't forget to look up Killstring's YouTube channel because he does great music.
Yeah, that's debatable.
Yep.
Okay, shameless plug up.
But yeah, when we found out War was sick, she had something called megacolon, which means she has a huge colon and that it didn't work properly, kind of like mine. And that she would have to be disimpacted all the time. And that's expensive for when you have a hateful cat who has to be anesthetized, put to sleep every time. Twice a year, that's expensive. So we're just like, no, it's best for her to just be done with this. She's not happy. So, yeah. But after that, we built up good cat, or we had good cat karma built up, apparently. Because we got one cat, good cat after another. And we got Percy, who was my mama's cat. And he needed a place to stay. And he's beautiful, a big white rag doll. And then we got Buff, and their pictures are all on Patreon. And Buff is very sweet and big and beautiful. Oh, one of my favorite stories about Boudreaux is that when I had my stroke, my parents and I, as well as my brother, were living in a two-story house. And it was, my sisters were away at college. And so it was filled with six people's stuff. And we had lived there 8 years. But that year, that landlord that I cried to evicted us. And so we had to cram all of that apartment or the house into a tiny apartment while we looked for another house. And so when I had my stroke, we were in an apartment on the third floor. And we had that big ass dog, Boudreaux, and that tiny Yorkie in an apartment. And me and my brother and my mom and dad. But Boudreaux would not poop at the apartment complex. He wouldn't. He used to go at the farthest place in the back of his lot to poop away from everyone. And that's what he would do at the apartment too. Lucky for me, that was my bedroom. So that's where he would poop. And that was not cool. So we called, or we talked to the vet, and we were like, how do we get this dog to poop outside? And the vet, I'm assuming, said, shove a Q-tip up his ass. And rather than do it on the first floor where everyone could see you do it, you do it on the third floor up top before he comes down the stairs.
And just to be clear, we're talking about actual certified veterinarian.
Yes.
And not just Jerry's Animal Care and Car Parts Emporium.
Yes. I'm sure they said, well, you're going to have to stimulate him. And you're like, and they're like, how do I do that? It's like, well, digitally with your finger. And if you don't want to do that, shove a Q-tip up his ass. So they would put the Q-tip up his butt, and this poor big-ass dog would put his tail between his legs with this Q-tip in his ass and walk down the three flights of stairs. It looked so funny. Oh, my God, that poor thing. And then you would see around the apartment building, big old, because Boudreaux was a huge dog, big old piles of poop with little Q-tips sticking out of them. So they're like Boudreaux's little poopsicle. No, Boudreaux's big poopsicles.
I'm sure the carpet cleaner was not amused.
No. No, but that's one of the best stories. Unfortunately, my parents did not think having this big, huge-ass dog whose tail was like a weapon. I don't know why I think people can see me when we're recording this. I'm sitting here waving my head back and forth. Because it was. It would beat the shit out of your leg when it started going fast. And they didn't think that would be safe to be around me, so they sent him to a good farm, which I'm very sad about, but because he was beautiful, I could have found a good home for him. And sometimes they say they do or did, or they don't remember. It was a long time ago. I don't know. I don't want to know at this point. So, but yeah, he was a good boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm out of pet stories. It's been almost an hour.
Oh, and I've got a lot more stories. And in a few hours, maybe tomorrow, I'm going to record some more. And I will put them up on Patreon for you to hear if you feel inclined. And it is only $5. So please, you will see lots of good stuff up there. Please like and subscribe and support us. We would really appreciate it. Thank you.
And even if you don't have $5, because, you know, the economy is weird, if you just want to support us on YouTube or wherever else we're at, leave some comments of your favorite pet stories.
Yeah.
Because that engagement drives the algorithm, and that's the kind of parasocial bullshit we love.
Yes, it is. So thanks for listening. Really appreciate it.
Have a nice day, everybody. Like and subscribe, as always. And thanks to Killstring and Deadstring, whatever it is. Deadstring Enterprises, whatever it was. Thanks to him for doing the editing, and thanks to Alex Productions for doing the music. Have a nice day.